This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, March 14th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. GOP goes after SNAP work rules. House Ag in Texas. And Brazil's soy harvest passes halfway point. The battle over SNAP work requirements intensifies with new GOP bill. The battle over food assistance work requirements is picking up with a new Republican proposal from Representative Dusty Johnson, the South Dakota Republican, who plans to drop a bill today to increase the age limit for SNAP work requirements. Johnson's bill, which is co-sponsored by 17 Republican colleagues, would increase the age limit to be considered an able-bodied working adult from 49 to 65. Johnson says that would bring 1.5 million people back into workforce. The lower part of the range would remain at 18. The bill also would tighten the requirement to receive an exemption from work requirements for working adults. Families would have to have children younger than 7, not 18, to qualify. Representative Jim McGovern, the Massachusetts Democrat, said eliminating benefits to parents who have children between 7 and 18 fails to recognize the cost of child care. He asked, "Who thinks like that?" You can read more about the bill at www.agripulse.com. Lawmakers heading to Texas to get farm bill input. Members of the House Ag Committee will be in Texas this week for another farm bill listening session. The meeting will take place tomorrow in Waco. Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania is expected to be joined at the meeting by 7 committee members. GOP Representative Pete Sessions, who represents the Waco region, also will attend the meeting. Members of the committee held a listening session last month in California that was attended by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of California. By the way, the Senate Ag Committee will have a hearing on Thursday with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Brazil passes halfway on soybean harvest. Brazilian farmers have passed the halfway mark in their harvest of this year's soybean crop, and it still looks like the record production year, despite drought conditions in the south. The Brazilian soy harvest reached 53% complete by last Thursday, slower than last year's pace of 64% during the same period, that according to the consulting firm Agroal. USDA predicts Brazil will produce 153 million metric tons of soybeans this year. That's up from 129.5 million in 2022. It's despite poor growing conditions in Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil's southernmost state. The first harvested acres there show yields 60% below initial expectations, according to Agroal. Now take note. The Brazilians are wasting no time with their second corn crop. The Safrinha in Brazil's center-south region already 82% planted by Thursday, better than 70% the previous week. USA Rice calls for a WTO dispute against India. The U.S. and other countries called out India last year with claims that the country was breaking WTO rules by subsidizing and purchasing rice production and then flooding international markets with cheap grain. Now the USA Rice Federation is calling on the U.S. to challenge India at the World Trade Organization. India's policies not only violate their WTO commitments, but also impact the livelihoods of those that produce or consume rice across five other continents, said Bobby Hanks. He's chair of the USA Rice International Trade Policy Committee. It is long overdue for countries that are concerned about the future of the multilateral trading system and the livelihoods of their producers to address India's protectionist policies through formal dispute settlement. USDA predicts India will export 22.5 million metric tons of rice in the 22-23 marketing year. Nevada congressional delegation asked FSA for help amid harsh winter. Nevada's congressional delegation is looking for help from the Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau for producers in the state who are struggling with extreme winter conditions. In a letter yesterday, the lawmakers echoed a recent call from the State Departments of Agriculture in Nevada, Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming that asked for assistance with supplemental feed and water, locations to move livestock for grazing and feeding, and help with snow removal and transportation expenses. A barrage of winter snow has increased livestock mortality, restricted access to food resources, and kept some producers from transporting their livestock to traditional grazing areas, the lawmakers said. EPA panel to examine risk of chemicals in biosolids. EPA Science Advisory Board is holding meetings in April and May to discuss the agency's path forward for evaluating the risk of biosolids, which have been widely used in ag operations. A panel of the board will examine EPA's risk assessment framework to identify pollutants in biosolids, which are made from sewage collected by municipal water systems. Separately, the agency is working on a risk assessment focused on PFAS chemicals in biosolids. The meetings are slated for April 5th, May 2nd and 3rd, and May 31st. House Ag Democrats add comms director and chief counsel. House Agriculture Committee ranking member David Scott has added a couple of new staffers to the Democratic staff. Britton Burdick is the new communications director for the minority. He was the communication director for Representative Donald Norcross, the New Jersey Democrat, and before coming to Capitol Hill was the national press secretary for One Country Project, a rural policy and advocacy nonprofit founded by former North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Michael Stein will be the Democratic chief counsel for the committee. He had been counsel for the Senate Small Business Committee and was on the House Agriculture Committee in the previous Congress. Stein also has worked on policy issues for the Organic Farming Research Foundation. Here's today's They Said It. There's no reliable pathway out of poverty that doesn't require work and education. As somebody who spent time growing up on SNAP benefits, I saw firsthand the impact work can have. That the word of Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. He plans to introduce the bill today addressing SNAP work requirements. And in rebuttal, they're showing us their hand. If we go down this road, it will be impossible to get a farm bill. That the word of Representative Jim McGovern, the Massachusetts Democrat, about the Johnson bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, March 14th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.